The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to get better at that. Sorry. You imagine the way it throws people off.
Does it? Better not.
I feel like it does. It would me. I'd be like, oh, God, am I going to hear that guy say...
The following segment was previously recorded.
No.
They get mad at that.
We hear. It is, and you are, it's Friday, July 24th, 2026.
Look, you ought to know if it's past 6 o'clock.
Yeah, ought to know.
Do you think of me when you flip her?
When you played with him in a theater. That was about Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus. Yes, it was. It was. Remember, he was the third uncle of Full House. Season one, he went to drug rehab and never came back.
Apparently.
You just see him pop up in your head and start smiling.
Little blue birds on his shoulder.
God. Why did they get rid of that? And the crows.
I'll tell you what, if I'm walking through the pasture or walking down a path of some kind, and first off, if I see cartoons, I'm gonna think I ate a mushroom by accident.
Oh, I'll say.
But if
you're in a dream,
if a bluebird did land on my shoulder, I'm not just taking that casually. I'm not gonna continue to walk and sing. I am going to like the black reporter that time when the bug got on him on live TV.
That's just get away a country ass town.
That's what I would be doing. All right. Wouldn't be singing to it.
God, I wish that was about Uncle Remus now. And then you see the video, he's like, what are we doing in this theater? Why are we going in here?
You do a good Remus. You really do.
Well reamed.
You know what?
Oh my God, Uncle Harry Remus. He was in Deep Throat. But it's the Disney character.
You know what? If I had internet access, I would look up a fact for you right now. Oh, no, there it goes. God, I want to do it off the top of my head. I think that's Sergeant Slaughter's real last name. Oh, not Uncle Remus, but just Remus.
Your last name's Uncle Remus.
Oh, I have to tell you a funny story. So, you know, what's Tiffany, the wrestler?
Haddish.
Stratton. Tiffy Time. You know her?
Tiffy Time.
So... Fanatics had her doing a live break the other night of Topps Chrome.
Why
WWE?
Fanatics?
Fanatics
is up there with Monsanto and dude, whatever the Rothschilds were doing.
Rockefeller, put him there too, and not in there. The not Rockefeller. Rockefeller, the one who changed the American education system, literally bought and sold the American education system.
God, I hate Fanatics so much.
I hate Fanatics. I try not even think of his name. He looks... let me describe him and see if you can guess who he is.
This would be fun. I love doing these.
He looks like Les Gold's son from Hardcore Punk.
All right, Seth.
He looks like Seth Gold. And he's like the face of Fanatics.
So Harris and Ruben own it, right? Or is it just Ruben?
Okay, well, you just said it.
It's Ruben. Okay. Not the Ruben you know, though.
No.
If he owned it, it would smell like barbecue.
Barbecue.
Because he's a barbecuer.
Yes. Robert Rudolph Remus is Sergeant Slaughter's name.
Wow.
Rudy. God, so if he has a niece or nephew, could you imagine?
He never served either.
Cool. If we were Sergeant Slaughter's niece or nephew, you have an Uncle Remus. How great. So anyway, Tiffany Stratton, who's like, you know, she plays the role of like the you know, like Mean Girls.
We
know,
saw her like, belt. That's what Jade Cargill has.
Jade Cargill did still have the nameplate of Tiffany Stratton on her belt when we, she wouldn't let us hold it.
She would.
She didn't offer to. I didn't ask either. It was a woman's belt. And I was like, that's weird.
It was the first time being a champ, though. So
that's heavy.
Now, Paige was holding Gunther's. I don't know why it's gay if a man holds a woman's belt. I should have held the belt, but
why?
I didn't ask.
I don't get the...
Because men are weird.
Just like as a guy, and you're a Gamecocks fan, would you get the A2, A.J. Wilson's shoe? Like, could you wear that?
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Do they
make Jordans for women until like 2 years ago.
Really?
Women had to buy men's sizes. They had to do that weird calculation that we have to do with meters.
Dude,
you know, it's like this
dumb.
Weird. I know. Why can't women and men wear the same size shoe if it is the same size shoe?
Oh, that's even stupider.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Well, men have wider feet.
Well, it's but you can get nice dress shoes and wide or narrow or whatever. Rob's got a narrow foot.
God, you're reminding me of the lesbian.
How do you know that?
John's got a lead foot.
He does.
He lost his real one.
He's gonna need it this weekend.
Third grade, and he got it replaced by a. See, I have a titanium hip. He has a lead foot.
Wow, you're a group.
So anyway, she's busting these packs, Tiffany Stratton.
Tiffany Strapple,
lifelong wrestling fan. This current wrestler, champion, former whatever. And she's going through the cards as she's breaking these live. We'll get back to our Fanatics hate in a moment. And she's like, okay, there's Damian Priest. There's R-Truth. There's SGT Slaughter.
Oh, my God.
SGT Slaughter. I'm like, golly bum. He's on one of the buses y'all drive to town. SGT Slaughter. We didn't even think any different of it.
I quote the great JR a lot, but he's right. Product knowledge is huge. You got to have it.
Yeah. And you know what? And I'll say this too, and I don't mind saying it a bit. I'll be like Sophie Cunningham. Yeah, I said it. And she got some attitude, don't she? But
I don't know why they put that on
camera. People that have unsuccessfully worked here.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
The reason they were not successful is because they didn't know what they were selling. I can absolutely tell you that. Because first off, we're not for everyone. We're not. Mm-hmm. But when a person who, this was literally years ago, but when a person who works here come and ask me how so and so is doing, and it's somebody who hadn't been on the show at that time in like 5 years, and I'm like,
see, we realize that, but when they already decided from the beginning, then that's a different thing. Oh, they're not for everybody.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Before you even know anything about it. Oh, yeah. What's so-and-so up to?
Well, I think you got to have, if you're selling, if you are a account executive for Odyssey, you go in, you already got the idea in mind of maybe who the audience or the target market is, the demographics of the client. So, for instance, if Paige owned a vagina waxing store.
Nice. It had a drive-through because it used to be an oil change place.
Oh, wow.
So okay. She lifts you on the lift and, lifts your legs that way.
So, Paige, you would probably, if you owned a vagina waxing store, which, come up with a better name, first off.
Please.
Hi, welcome to Paige's Vagina Waxing Store.
Welcome to Rippers.
Rippers. Oh, my God.
Oh, I like that. Sounds like a gas station almost.
When people walk in, John Stamos says, hi, I'm Uncle Jesse from Jesse and the Rippers. Welcome to Rippers.
Yeah, remember, God dang it, that's but when 30 years on that one at least.
So what we all know your audience is women.
And men.
But you won't do
the... You only do vagina waxing store. This is the only...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because
And no crack, too.
I don't do the Brazilian.
So if you listen to us, mm-hmm. you would say, I want to be on the Rise Guys. I want to be on their show. The salesperson might come in there with I'm going to sell them on 93.7. Because more women listen to that, and gay men listen to that. So
you're like, I don't like that.
It's true. We have most of the men and the gay women. I've seen the numbers. It's for, thank you, lesbians. Seriously.
They should put you on Tara's show, too. Come on. They should be spreading you all around the cluster.
Yeah. Well,
you have to get waxed.
Yeah, but I don't know if that goes with the conservative mindset.
You know what? That is a great point, because I see more conservatives of having,
Then I can change it to smooth instead of rippers.
Yes. Well, yeah, but my husband's blind. He likes the braille feeling down there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Put it on the pulse. You got a bush? You're going to get waxed?
Some of those people might try to tell you, oh, no, I know you listen to them and that's cool, but your money, that's where it's going to pay off. No, no. We openly talk about stuff like that. Our numbers, we're number one persons, which is. I love you men, in a listening way, and I love the women. But when you have persons, that means you might have a couple out there that both listen to us.
See, would they sell you on personalities? When they do, I always wondered what the pitch was, but they would never tell us, never let us in on it.
Oh, I saw, but we saw the one sheets that time, but it was like bullet points.
Yeah, so I want to hear you go in there and say.
Plus, a lot's changed with mine. I just literally just updated my bio the other day. Because, I was asked to.
It was interesting that came down.
They already have it ready for you?
Yeah.
I was like, okay,
that's cool.
They already wrote it for you?
Yeah, but it was, I appreciated that. Writing your own, you know how when they...
I know better what...
When there's a new hire here, they send out an email, and they'll, like, I think, clip the person's bio or whatever off of their social or whatever. Yeah. Or maybe from their resume, eh? And that's the way the Canadians say it. And, oh, man.
I learned what hill to die on.
But you can read the bio and tell... A, you can tell now if it's AI. I can always tell if it's AI.
Yeah.
And then you can tell if the person themselves wrote it because it's too over. They put themselves over too much or too many details that, you know, or, okay, you're trying to just get that in print on the internet. That don't matter. So I appreciated the one Mark put. He left off the fact that I'm a 5-time winner of the Carolina Leader in Talk Award.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nobody likes a braggart, do they?
Well, crap. Look at his wall, tell me.
Did they break that trophy, too?
His wall looks like it was designed by Fat Boy Put Your People Over.
I like that song.
Trophy Put Your People Over.
All right. They talk about the strip club?
Yeah, strip club. That's it.
Trophy club.
Ah, okay. Where I was going to go to get the bio doesn't exist.
I think the business must have expired. They sunset the business.
Which one is it?
I don't know. I thought you had a trophy store that you're friendly with, and you might want to use them in the joke there as the punchline.
He's asleep.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Rusty?
I'll make it a dental joke then.
Can I be honest with you when I saw the email about the bio?
Yeah. Did you cringe having to write your own?
Well, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either, but when you read the... You're
that's
like, oh,
bizarre, because that was... Never mind.
Now I'm looking for it. I didn't know who still read them, is the first thing I thought of.
You know what? I'll tell you, and that's a very good question.
It's hard.
Oh, man, is it already there?
Yeah.
Did you throw an Easter egg in, like I did for years, and no one noticed?
I didn't with this one, but evidently I like to hang out with friends and bust chops.
Oh, Lord. That's definitely Mark Hendricks lingo right there. Did Mark write them himself?
Whose chops did you bust? I don't know,
but I like...
pork chops at Golden Corral.
You could tell he did a look. Busting chops rather than pretending to be a celebrity. Yeah.
Oh, is that a shot at me, Mark?
Pretending to be a celebrity?
Yeah, I'm just making fun of myself at that point.
Wow.
Oh, man. You know what? It could be a lot worse. I give him that. And it's short, too. I'm already
like
tired of reading
it.
Well, so the reason that's important is because of you know, that search engine optimization.
Why is this one on here? Like, legit, I don't know why. If I click on beside you, I don't want to get my free plug because he doesn't spend any money. But I don't know that. Like, I don't even think, well, okay, there's Stone Man, but this one.
And of course I'm here. I'm sure a pop-up will pop up in a minute. Stone Man's now on Rock on. Oh, collaborator.
Ah, son of a bitch, I'm on the website. I don't want to say his name because I don't want Paige to immediately defend him.
Oh, yeah, don't. Because
she knows him better than
me. Yes. I know exactly now who you're talking about.
Because she'll say. Guess what she'll say?
Paige would be the best attorney ever. Because, like, even if the person's, like, if it's Charlie Manson there with the freaking swastika tattoo on his forehead, she's like, you don't see it. He's a good person. You just right. Don't understand. I see the side of him that many just don't.
The double DUI attorney.
He's a great
attorney.
Songwriter. Double DUI attorney. That's great. Have you got more than one DUI?
I can help.
You thought it was a joke about my breasts. Hi, I'm Paige.
I can help.
I don't even know if I'm D's anymore.
Nice.
I'll do more than just get you off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'll
you know, get you off of, you know, getting in trouble with the you know, jail.
No, I stopped the moaning, fat boy.
Oh.
You're
on
moan
a moaning show, Paige. How would you do that?
No, I don't know where that came from.
I do the moan when I'm trying to figure out the next little part.
Because I noticed I was even doing it at home.
Sometimes, like yesterday, I had a busier, more active day. And when I finally sat in that chair, that was one of them. Like, it was. Like, I was almost going to say, Vina.
Oh,
remember that commercial? The women, they'd have like, oh, my dogs are barking, and then they fast forward to them laying in the bathtub. Vino.
I just took my bra off.
You need a massage.
It's like their Puerto Rican landscaper. Vino, get in here. He's underwater in the bathtub. You just can't see him. Vino's underwater. Yes, senor. You like when I do this, huh? Hot play.
That was fun.
I'm done.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my 15 minutes.
That's my time, guys.
Tapping out. Yeah. Going home.
And also, I will say, you know, for years I would also, as Fat Boy, bust the chops of radio people who kept the same headshots, as they call them, for, you know, 10, 15 years. By God, they won't change mine. And I look better now.
Oh, that was, yeah, that was the old photo shoot.
Yes. And I'll say this, I don't give a crap. We missed a photo shoot that they had scheduled because it was various reasons. First off, it started 5 minutes after the show was over.
Yeah, and I couldn't change.
Literally impossible to freaking do this, do that.
Yeah.
So we didn't do it. So they didn't put new ones up. And
no, it's either come on. As we ask or don't at all.
I'm in better shape now. I want it.
Okay, well, like,
I wish I could update my picture in everyone's high school yearbooks from right now. Wow, wouldn't that be great? It's like you turn the page and then updated, you see them now, what they look like. Go ahead.
Well, could you send a picture of yourself and just have them change it, like, you know, Diesel in his Slater shirt here? That's a pretty good picture.
That's Slayer.
Could you do that?
What do you want to wear, Fat Boy?
Like, I don't, like, honestly, I don't really care what mine looks like, because whatever, I gain weight by the year, so whatever we took previously is going to look less than
so you want to keep those. I see.
Like, it's so far away, like, okay, this one looks decent. It's a Dickies shirt. I think I have pants on, which you can tell.
Oh, like a Dickies brand. I see what you're saying.
Spelled,
I thought it had like a mushroom collar on it.
A Dickies shirt.
It's Irish. It's Y apostrophe S.
Oh, I see.
Chill out, Dickies. You have to wear your Dickies.
On top of the morning to you, lass.
Top of the Dickies.
Top of the Dickies.
Oh. Some beer. I don't know. You know.
Look, I'm not playing the character. I'm the guy you know.
But your arms crossed, though. That's the other thing. We've talked about that before. The stupid hand gestures and things. Like,
you know. Like Paige in this one has her hand in her pocket. I wonder why they told her to put her hand in her pocket.
They post me in different things.
She was hiding her vape. She didn't
put
her hand down her pocket to hide her vape. She put the vape in the pocket watch pocket, which is a fun pocket. You know, those are for vapes now. Like the pocket watch pocket that they put on men's jeans and most pants, really, forever. It's, you know, a little tiny pocket there. Like, what else is it for? Put a little bag of Coke? Like, what is it?
Do you know with Paige, few topics are ever off limits?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to go back to that. I forgot. Go ahead. And then read mine's, because or mine.
Oh, you'll let me go to yours.
Yep, no, stay on hers, though. No, there's no order. I was going to look it up, but I can't get my computer to connect yet.
Okay, well, this,
it's still Michael.
I should redo yours. Make it more exciting.
Oh, read it.
Well, I did it real quick, so.
Oh, you wrote your own?
Yeah, I had to do it that day.
Oh, Lord. How many times does it mention movies?
None.
Freeform lunch plug. That's in there. That's good. Du-du-du. She loves making friends through music.
Through music.
If you live beside her, don't offer oral services.
Oh, that's a nice PS.
That's in there.
It says, hey, bud, eat something else. Let's go to yours.
That's creepy.
Oh, yours is all capitalized.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is right
here.
Is it right like Ric Flair wrote it?
Well, just the first Matt Man is.
Oh, well, that's...
Because you're not the typical morning radio host. That's this
Why
horse.
Are you?
That's true. I didn't write that, though, but that is true. Think about it.
You've been serving up uncensored laughs since 2003. That's probably
that's
true,
also
actually.
not uncensored laughs, though.
I think you do have the record for getting dumped more on the show.
Yes.
Is that on there?
No. But more. When it said uncensored
he
laughs.
He dumps more than anybody else on the show. I'd be offended by that.
I mean, he's the one who's going to have osteoporosis in his finger.
That is inappropriate.
Dump that button so much.
All right, here. You know, this is interesting because I did not know how you spelled this word.
Oh, boy.
So you're equal parts smart aleck, it says, and southern gentleman. Is that the word, aleck?
Yeah.
And that's how you spell it?
It's not aleck.
Why wouldn't they put smart ass on there?
We don't want that SEO. We don't want that ASSEO. Yeah.
That's what it always comes back to, the SEO.
Yeah, terms. The SEO. Well, that's the like the guy from Anthropic was saying that 60% of internet traffic is now non-human. And, you know, bots and things like that, the AI agents and all that stuff. That's it's pretty wild and crazy. I mean, but eventually the roads will be that way, too, so just get used to it.
And I had the weirdest conversation about that, how the news is broken on social media. That's where the authority is now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, who told you that?
Okay. I know. I want to write down a note for that page because I want to come back to that when we have a whole pocket of time. But now I see. Now look at this. Look at this.
It says he's been here since 2003. Is that right?
No.
Who?
Stoney. Picture looks like somebody just walked in and farted right in front of him. Like he's not happy.
Why does he get a full page picture, too? We got like a wallet size.
Because he showed up for the photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Well, he lives here.
I'm here. It says you'll always find him across the pond being a traitor against America. That's what it says here.
Oh, God.
Oh.
He's having fun.
Hang on a second. He's got a 93-pound turtle?
Yeah.
Really?
In his backyard.
God.
Well, I didn't even mention none of my damn animals.
He's got a 93-pound turtle.
He does.
Now, does it weigh 93 pounds because of the station?
Oh, I didn't even catch that. It weighs 93 pounds and 3 ounces.
I had no idea he had a big turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has
so if you walk Frenchies behind his fence, it's possible you could see a big turtle head poking out.
Oh, nice.
It's interesting.
You might see that.
Hey, this is your neighbor. I just wanted to tell you that I looked through your fence and I saw a turtle head poking out. No, seriously.
Nah, don't worry about it.
I saw
don't
a literal so turtle head.
It's not a turd, it's an actual turtle. his bio is extensive. He puts all his
God, look at that's like a whole page. All right, I'm redoing mine.
Doing yours. Mine changes all the time, so
it's gonna start off. Yours is gonna start off with look who it is. Do you have a lot of underwear hair? She'll take care of that for you. She's playing the hits and ripping the strips.
Like I said, it doesn't rhyme too at all.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
Redo it.
I want people to come up to me in my other job and go, I'm here to be ripped.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it here.
Listen, old Biddy, just like laser, you know.
Get a shared workspace with Fat Boy's wife. She does the Disney experience trips.
I would love that.
It could be ripping trips.
She laser freaking ass right up on the table at whatever store in the mall you work
at. While you're waxing that ass.
Whack that
could you Fat Boy's wife could tell you the best resort to stay at.
I'm getting married, so I need a makeover and a ripping. I go, okay.
Well, she's like, can you make up my ass while you rip me from behind? Your ass looks like a clown because you got to do the makeup, right? You got to sell it because you're there. You got your Merle Norman or whatever it is.
Stop saying that.
Some glasses.
You got to put a little clown face on her ass and she's got no toad hair.
Yeah, I'm crying.
You think Paige has like a different wig when you go in there? Like, you know what's great? If we're going to break after this, we'll come back and do some more. When Edith was here yesterday, which was a freaking blast,
we
did Fussin', Paige says, I brought in a bag of wigs. I thought we could wear wigs during Fussin', and it was already over.
I dang it.
I
would have worn a wig with you. That would have been funny as hell.
Especially if you had like box braids, wigs, or
I'll bring it in.
I'm usually not the wigger type, but I'd do it that day.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is naughty.
You
do.
You should know it.
Oh, it's Charlie Crockett.
Yeah, it is.
Nice little chords.
$10 cowboy. Oh man, that's so good.
Missions.
Real interesting voice.
Yes.
Interesting. Some people don't like that. I apologize.
What, when you say interesting?
Yeah. Or like when you buy or when you have a CD, you don't gain interest. It's interest.
Interest. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why don't you kiss all of my ass?
You know, man, I heard yesterday, God, where was I when I heard this?
Red light.
Remember.
Home. Farm. No. Form.
But anyway, the firm.
The firm. Firm. Probably stealing your grandson's lunch, if I had to guess.
He didn't want it. I'll take them nuggets.
That's what she said.
Nuggets.
It was a European. I don't know which country they're from, but they said laboratory, and I about died.
Laboratory. I haven't heard that since the cartoon. Man.
That's the bathroom?
European. I'm a pooping. It's all the same.
Laboratory. Yeah. But like, but that's how they say laboratory.
Laboratory.
Laboratory. But they also called it the bathroom.
Remember that cartoon, Dexter?
Yes.
He said it like that sometimes.
Laboratory. But I also get, in our own country, we get aggravated. Like Mrs. X dies when I say buggy.
What does she call it? A shopping trolley?
Cart.
Cart. They even at the stores, they say, you know, put your carts your cart away. Or whatever. It's like, I want to go to a store that keeps it real. You know, I want a store that's got buggies. I want an armed guard up in the crow's nest.
Buggies.
I want free candy from Brotches.
Yeah.
Put a nickel in if you're feeling.
The armed guard. I remember that at my life.
I want safe bagged salad.
God, you remember community cash? Those buggies went straight up in the air.
Oh, man.
They'd flip it up.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was innovative at the time.
Yep. Nobody does it now.
Now they're plastic because, you know, they know the people are going to use them as
homes.
I don't like those little ones either. I got to have a big one. Big.
I get the small one so I don't overspend.
Oh, well, yeah. That's me. And I can barely.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I know, because that buggy, there used to be two sizes. Unless you had one that's like the kid's limo or a race car.
Yep.
Which are.
Junior shopper.
Have you ever driven, pushed around a kid or two in those things?
Tried to.
Oh,
get
God.
Funny looks.
It gets top heavy. You know, like you've got this little plastic fire engine or whatever, and then there's a buggy connected to the front of that. So you're driving like a limo buggy.
It used to be the Fisher Price car, right? The little red and yellow car.
Yeah.
But they turned it into a buggy.
See, where Jasper gets his haircut, the seats look like race cars. So it keeps him preoccupied.
I thought he went to your place.
No.
Okay.
No.
He'll want to go there when he gets older.
Hey, he will. Hey, he will.
Yeah, he will.
It's conveniently located, Paige.
He's going to love it.
I get the little tiny buggies or whatever. Don't call. I tiny see buggies. That text. That's awful. That don't. They're not. That's. They're.
What they calling them, midget buggies?
Yeah.
I don't like. They don't line
they're
up.
Little
with
people buggies.
Dwarf buggies. Midge bugs. You can call them.
Yeah.
They don't line up with the feet when you push it, but the big ones do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's plus. I feel kind of G pushing it with two hands.
Oh, yeah.
This is like. So I literally am dragging it behind me. Like, I'm just pulling it behind me.
Yeah, that is more manly, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're just pushing it. Yeah.
Because even if you, I like to lean on it too, like a walker.
I rock with mine.
So I'm leaning on the front. Now, I'll push it to the end of the parking lot, especially if I walk because I live close to a store.
Yeah.
And just as, you know, as far on their property as I can get it without stealing it.
You did?
Yeah, just to help me walk.
You take it all the way up to the gas station and leave it?
I get real close.
I put mine back just because. But you know what? I quit doing. And I thought it was, again, as it said in my bio, part smart aleck, part southern gentleman. If I see a lady walking by, I used to offer them my buggy.
Really? The whole buggy?
No, the empty one that I'm taking back. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've never done that.
Oh, I thought it was like the nice thing to do until...
Someone thought it was unsanitary.
I know they
it must have been the look.
I think it's
I'm good. I have to get a fresh one up
after
here.
After COVID. Like, yeah, they don't wipe them down or anything. They're just...
They did. Well, during COVID, they did. They'd spray them down with stuff and squirt them.
But not now.
No, no, we don't care anymore.
No, no. But they did during that
time. That's how the Chinese are going to win again.
Yeah, that's right. They're infecting our salads.
Yeah.
Good for them. I don't eat it.
You got doo-doo lettuce going around.
That's sad.
Yeah. Speaking of doo-doo lettuce, Paige?
Yeah.
What is up in the Plex?
This is a big day to celebrate. I would say at least two of us in this room will be happy about what day it is. We'll talk about that next in your Eyes, Guys headlines. Oh, it
must be something faith-based. Sorry, what, fat boy.
I know what day it is.
You'll get your day. You know what day it is?
Oh, yeah. It's been a year. Yeah. Not happy.
724. I don't know, man.
Oh, I'll tell you later, maybe. Brother.
Brother.
Will you both tell me when I come back?
We probably have
at the same time.
All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
In this summer, the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
It probably is.
Good morning, everyone. Hey. I'm Paige.
The sucker's drier in a bucket of sand.
And today, do you know what day it is?
It's the greatest day I've ever known.
July the 24th, be with you.
Yeah.
I can't live for tomorrow.
Today is National Drive-Thru Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Did you already partake?
Well, like you're talking about, today, no. Mm-hmm.
No, it closed, yeah, remember?
Oh, gosh.
He never called in.
He never did.
Oh, no. That sucker.
Yeah, spot's closed now. Saw you thought I was full of mud.
No, sign's I didn't think gone. You're full of mud.
Others did, though.
I'm sorry.
I read Tall Greenbow Magazine. I knew what you were saying.
Oh, you read the back page? The rumors?
Yeah.
So what's going to be there? Anything is comparable?
He didn't know. But all he told me was somebody bought the property and the building. Property. So I don't know if they're going to tear it down or if they're going to. I know there's a Shake Shack coming down here, right? I've never had that before.
Shake Shack baby! I haven't either. Is it good? What is it, just milkshakes?
Yeah, I've never had it before, so.
Yeah. All right, so place for people with epilepsy, Matt. What do you think?
So dumb. Oh, you know what I read?
I have it, so I can say it.
If there is a. Go ahead.
Some chick who runs in and out, I've only heard about it from Rob because I've never had that either.
Ooh,
said they will never be on the West Coast because of the logistics of it. And I was thinking, is that why Jack in the Box didn't work out? Because they were too far east and they couldn't get stuff in time?
Yeah, but their thing is the fresh, I think, like never frozen meat, like all fresh.
Oh, okay.
Freshly slaughtered. I don't know.
I like places like that. And I don't want to mention names, but there's a place like that I like to go to. But it's like a payday place. Because it's a lot of money.
In-N-Out is... People love that. I don't eat hamburgers, so...
Pussy. Yeah.
I just go and order them for my pets.
She doesn't like American or German food.
What did you find on Paige's phone when you took a picture of her and Edith?
That's funny.
I don't want to say.
That was me. You can say it.
You know how you set up your favorite places on your phone? Paige gave me her phone to take a picture of her and Edith yesterday. And on her favorite places, the number one at was Burger King.
Yes.
Number two is Bang Bus.
That's wild.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Thought I had his phone.
You got the wrong phone.
Because I get sometimes iced coffee from there.
Flame
and
broil.
I get a cheeseburger for my pets.
Hey, no hate, man. Oh. My first one's Gap, so don't worry about
the
it.
The other coffee place has a longer line, and I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Because I have to be somewhere.
That's a payday place, that other coffee place.
I got that place yesterday. I don't know if it's because I saw that on her phone too, or it was in my mind somehow.
Yeah.
Did you go there?
Did you feel like a king when you left?
I always rule.
Did you go inside or out?
Well, this one, you know, was on not like the safest part of town.
Oh, no.
For real?
No.
So I went to the drive-thru.
Did you get a Whopper?
I got double cheese only.
Oh.
Medium fry and a crown.
A medium fry?
Yeah.
Oh, you're cutting back?
Nah, I don't want to say why I got a medium. Let's just say some places you can only handle, like, you know, I have a fry tier. I rank fries. Some places the fries don't match the burgers, if you know what I'm saying.
I've ordered for somebody, the mix with onion rings or whatever that's called.
No, I got all beef.
Yeah, and they were disappointed because there weren't enough onion rings in there, and I said, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, God dang it. Half and half.
Half and half.
I don't like onion rings.
It sounds like you're going to say, like, the medium is usually the same as the large, but just in a smaller box. That's usually what they say about the medium.
Which I've thought about that, and I still can't. I don't understand that, how that works.
It used to be McDonald's was the one that their medium was a large. So people online would pour and show you, like, they'd buy one of each, and they'd show you the same amount. It's just the cup was taller but thinner. But then the large, you know, the other little girth.
But they don't measure it, right? They just pour it in.
Mm-hmm.
They get their little scoop thing.
No, they usually have their own, like, their presets, you know?
God.
Like, that was the beginning of the robots right there. They just don't need anybody to push it anymore. They got their little robot fingers.
Well, I've seen that with ice. They just hit it one time, and it drops all the ice you need.
Oh, I thought you meant they started immigrating people with robots.
Well, look, never should stop.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.